And welcome to the Council Connection show for this month on Yarra Valley FM. And listening to that weather, I think you'd better get outside today. It's a beautiful day, but wet weather coming soon. So if you haven't done so far, get outside and enjoy the beautiful space that we have. We've got some great guests today talking about what's happening coming up this month. Some festivals coming along as well. Some great events happening in Warburton and libraries. And also the Youth Advisory Group talking about what they're in as well. But first off, I'm going to welcome Paul Croft from Eastern Regional Libraries. G'day, Paul.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Thank you. And Sabina as well. Hello, Sabina.
Hello. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on today. So, Paul, you're in the digital literacy team. So most libraries will know about, you know, you're in a library, you're on site, there's libraries, there's books. But libraries are a lot more than just on-site stuff. Can you tell us a bit about what you do?
Absolutely. Thank you. So the library, we really see the importance of not just literacy being about being able to read and write, but also being able to use computers effectively to make sure you get the most out of your life by being able to connect with your family over social media, or being able to use your emails, or being able to look for work, things like that, but also doing all that safely online. So we run digital literacy classes in all of our different libraries at the Your Library libraries, which cover all sorts of different topics. So if those are the sorts of things that you feel like you'd like to learn a little bit more, how to use your devices, do you have a new iPad and not sure what to do with it, you're a bit worried about how to use certain apps, have a look at what classes we have. The other thing that we do on top of that is we know that sometimes people need a little bit more hands-on help. It's not just sitting in a group of 20 people and they need someone to look at their device and help them through. So we also do one-on-one help in each of our libraries to sit down and really help people work out their individual issues. All of the stuff that we do, we understand that technology can be intimidating sometimes. Mm. And we try not to rush you. We try not to make sure that we make sure that you're coming along at the same pace with us. So we really love doing this work, and we think it's fantastic for the community, and we hear a lot of people enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant service too, particularly I think, you know, I've passed for years where digital, you know, service have really been pushed in and much more accessible for people, so you don't have to go inside or go somewhere to do things. We're doing live right now, we're actually all at home or in the office or at uni in different space, be able to do this all remotely, which is fantastic, but also brings some challenges too if you're not used to technology or learning new technologies. And I know during COVID the libraries were helping a lot of people learn how to do their COVID certificates and learning how to check in and all that kind of stuff, which was, you know, quite new for a lot of people. And QR codes have been around for a while, but none really used them until this happened. So libraries are really at the forefront, assisting community members to learn that. And if you continue that work now in regards to MyGov and all that sort of stuff, you can access online, which is great, but it can be a barrier for a lot of people who don't have the knowledge, experience, or someone there to sit with them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, one thing, as everything moves online at quite a quick pace these days, organisations like MyGov don't necessarily know that everyone is on top of it and ready to go. Mm. So we like to see ourselves as a great middle ground to help people along to catch up. Because it's easy to have missed. Like if you haven't needed to use an app before and suddenly now you need to check in every time you go somewhere, you know, where do you get those skills? And we like to see ourselves as that place.
Yeah, that's great. And obviously alongside all this stuff happening more online, it's also there's some more risk around that too, like the scamming and the phone calls and emails are more and more and getting smarter and smarter and really hard to detect. I mean, I got caught up myself kind of last week. I was expecting something from Australia Post. You know, the email looked pretty decent, like had the right logo and looked all legit until you look at the email address it came from, or you look close to the URL and know how to read a URL. You can easily get caught up in clicking something and putting information to a site that's not legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an issue at the moment. We hear it everywhere we go. When I go to visit retirement villages, just recently I had someone telling me that they had one of their best friends. Someone had created a fake Facebook profile that exactly copied their best friend's Facebook profile and used it to try and get money out of them. So it's definitely something that everyone needs to be really aware of. It's not that the internet should be scary, But it is, you need to know what to look out for and if you're not sure who you could reach out to for help.
Yeah, it is like, you know, think about maybe going out bushing, going for bushwalks, and people, you know, use that environment, know that environment really well. They can know what to look for and feel safe in the environment and know what's where not to go, what's not safe, what is. And I guess the same thing about online, it's a new environment and quite new for some people. So it's really learning how to read the environment, understand it well, and knowing where safe places are and what's to look out for that might be not so safe.
Yeah, absolutely. What are the red flags?
Absolutely. And so you're doing a few outreach sessions as well. One's coming up this Friday in Warburton.
Yeah, absolutely. It brings us nicely into our, we're doing our first tech and tea event at Warburton in the Warburton online space, which is just underneath the Arts Centre. We're going to be going through these red flags, what to look out for your online safety and scam awareness. So we'll cover everything from how to have a nice password, how to spot whether an email is fraud or not, who to look for, who to report something to if you think you have been scammed. This event's going to be more of a discussion to sit around, have tea and coffee together, have some cake, and be able to, I'll share some knowledge. I'll also be able to take questions and encourage people to share experiences. Because another thing is, with the speed at which scams change and find what's effective, it's really useful for the community to share with each other what's happening and what they've seen so that everyone can be on the lookout together. So this is coming on Friday, September 9th at 2 p.m. We're going to sit around the table at the Warburton Online. If you haven't been there, it's a great opportunity to come down and check the space out, see that they've got their free Wi-Fi computers that you can use, printing there, and the connection that we've got with the library there now as well. These events are quite similar to what we do at the library. So if you've been to Yarra Junction Library, you'll see that they run events like that. Healesville Library run some events like this as well. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to bring them out into the community. So we would really love to see people there. For this one, Warburton Online, online scam safety awareness. This one is a bookings event. So if you would like to come, we really encourage you to give the library a call, or go to the website at events.yourlibrary.com.au, and then you can book online so that we know how much cake we need to bring.
Yes, I love the tech and tea. It's like it's a friendly conversation. Although you might feel a bit of shame, a bit of embarrassment, maybe they've got caught out by scams. And it's like I said, it's so common. I got caught out really closely last week, just thinking I'd expecting something from Australia Post and looked legitimate until and particularly when you're in a hurry too, you're focusing what you're doing, it's easy to get caught out. So great to have conversations around that and learn it as well. And Warburton Online is open every Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's a great service run by a group of volunteers. If you live here and are not aware of it, if you go to the Arts Centre, you'll see the side car park there on the right-hand side of the Arts Centre. You follow the ramp down to the bottom and that leads you to the front door there of the Warburton Online. And it's like Paul said, it's a free Wi-Fi and access to computers and printing and some really friendly volunteers. And it's opened, Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's a great place to pop in and access the internet and have a chat as well and do your printing and what else you might need as well. And so, Paul, people who are looking, check in onto the website on yourlibrary.com and book in there as well. Or you can call 98006462. I'd like to book in. Any tips, Paul, for people, like little one or two best tips if you get an email, or how do you have a quick step go, is this legitimate or not? What's a little quick tip to have a quick
scan? The absolute quick thing you're looking for, if it's an email that you weren't expecting, like a package that you weren't expecting, that's probably going to be a scam. If they've spelt something wrong, like if the email address is spelt that they've got a letter 0 instead of an O, that's probably wrong. If it's giving you a link to go through to another website, but the website that they're linking to doesn't sound like the website where you're supposed to go, it's a random jumble of letters, numbers, that's probably a scam. If at any point someone's asking you for money online that you weren't expecting to give that money for, it's probably a scam.
Yeah. And I think the best thing is if it is somebody like from a bank or some type of service you're coming with, it's easier to make a phone call too. to check in before you actually try to call it up as
and
well.
If someone has called you saying, hi, we're from the bank, there's some problem, can you give us these details so we can lock your account? If they are actually from the bank, they will understand if you say, I'm going to hang up and call the bank back, and then we can help. Because your bank, the government, they all care about your safety as well. They won't judge you if you say, I'm going to have to hang back and call you up again. Whereas if they're saying, no, no, don't hang up, I need you to stay on the phone right now, that's probably a scammer.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. So again, this Friday, the 9th of September, 2 p.m., Warburton Online, which is the back of the Arts Centre. It's free. Do you need to book in? And it is just casual tech and tea. Have a chat, bring your device, and a little bit more about online scamming as well. So thank you so much, Paul.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Cheers. And Sabina, it is beautiful weather, but also a bit of rainy weather too. So something that's nice to pop down the library and see what's happening. So what's happening in the libraries this month?
Well, thank you for that, Michael. So we're just today at the tail end of Adult Education Week, and I know at Yarra Junction they've got a bit of a taster for Auslan happening tomorrow at the library. Yes. And we've had quite a bit of interest in Auslan here in the Healesville area as well.
Mm. It's a great, and people aren't aware of Auslan, it's the Australian Sign Language. So sign language has different languages across the world, so Auslan is the Australian version. And it's just great fun. It was really great fun to enjoy and learn about it. And it's a great way to, especially with family and kids as well, it's just a really interesting language to learn.
Exactly. And then that brings us then, of course, into the school holidays. So we're all excited about the school holidays. Mm-hmm. And both Yarra Junction Library and Healesville Library have a combination of activities, being either ones where you have to book so that we know the numbers, and numbers are limited. We've both got some Lego activities happening that are like that. But then we also have a variety of drop-in activities, which we're finding families are really enjoying. And one of the drop-in activities, actually, that we're doing at Healesville Library is with the amazing Cora Zom, who has a show on Thursdays at Yarra Valley FM with her zine show. And the zine workshops are really popular. We're running them through term and into the term holidays as well.
Yeah, and here's what I'll do, something quite unique as well. They have a lunch on as well.
Yes, we do have a lunch. We've just finished our series of soups. We don't have one in September, but in October it's a sneak peek. It's pies and salad. So.
And it's a great, like, the Healesville Library, and all your libraries are beautiful. Healesville is such a big open space too, with your kitchen there as well. It's a gorgeous place. If you're in the area, I think you haven't been to a library for a while, you should really check it out, because it is such a beautiful place to be. And big windows too, and it's just, gorgeous place. And having community lunches there is so wonderful to connect local community members and share a meal and enjoy the space.
Yes, we've had a few people from Marysville. Apparently there's no power in Marysville today, so they've come down to Healesville for some power and ambiance, as you say.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. So that's what happened with libraries this month. So if you want to find out more, you can always just pop into your library at Yarra Junction or in Healesville. And Sabine, do you have anything else?
Yeah, sorry, just one quick one. It's a bit on the periphery, but certainly Junction has their display ready, and we're just about to get our display ready. But there's the Agatha Christie in Australia Death on the Yarra Festival, and that's on the 18th of September at Warburton. So that's through culturetracks.info. It's $60 for the day, but the libraries in support are having a huge Agatha Christie displays on in the lead up to that event on the 18th of September.
18th of September. Thank you so much. That sounds fantastic. And again, so if you want to find out more about what's happening at libraries, you can go to yourlibrary.com.au and you'll find more information there around what's happening in the libraries and online as well. Thank you so much, Sabina. Thank you so much, Paul, for today. And again, don't forget this Friday, 2 p.m. at Warburton Online, back at the Arts Centre. It's Tech and Tea talking about online scamming, and you'll meet Paul there. He's very friendly, and you'll get a bit of cake and a bit of tea as well. So pop in and chat. And Warburton Online is open every day from Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free internet, Wi-Fi, and access to the computers as well, and a great space to pop in as well. So check it out. We're off to a song now, and next we're coming back with Jess and Matt from the Youth Advisory Group.
Okay, we're going to hear Claude Hay with Give Me Something.
On Yarra Valley FM, and our next session we have Youth Voice. We have Lou from the youth team at Council, including Matt and Jess from the Youth Advisory Group.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Hello, Matt. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Lou.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about a few things that that's going on in for young people in the Yarra Ranges. But first, I'm going to chat to Jess. Jess, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, Jess, do you want to introduce yourself? You're part of a youth advisory group. Tell us all about what we call the YAG.
So our YAG is made up of 15 youth members from our beautiful council, aged between 13 and 25. And we meet currently weekly to talk about what the youth in our area who don't necessarily have a voice would like to be advocating to our council members. We're just bridging the gap between the youth and the council that wasn't there before.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, it is that. And this is only the second iteration of the Youth Advisory Group. So it's just wonderful to have you both here. You're such great members and so involved and bring such an amazing voice into this group. So some of the things that happens in a YAG is that often there's some opportunities that pop up. And Jess, you actually live in the hills, don't you?
I do, yeah. I'm Kalorama born and bred.
Fantastic. There was an event last year that affected your community.
Yeah, we had awful storms, natural disaster that caused a lot of havoc and a lot of pain for many, many community members and our outer community as well. dealt with the suffering that we felt. And so I was asked to be part of a program for the Lilydale and the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum, which was really cool. It was a really great opportunity for myself. And it's actually going to be featured in the museum. It's a art piece titled The Big Anxiety of the Yarra Ranges. And it's an augmented reality run by the Regional Museum and the Uni of New South Wales. They came and interviewed 8 young people between the ages of 15 and 25, where they asked us about our stories and our time we spent during the storms. And then we were asked to bring a piece or an object that reflected something to do with the storms for us. And then they created a 3D scan of that object, where you will be able to put on a set of headphones with an iPad, walk around the museum and see our objects come to life while you listen to us talk about how that affected us or any repercussions and things like that that it had. It's going to be launched on Friday the 30th of September from 6 p.m. till 7:30, and there will be many council people there, us young people will be there, and that's at the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum on Castella Street. And if you'd like more information, you can find it on the Yarra Ranges website.
Wonderful. And so what was it like for you to be involved in this kind of project and to have your voice kind of really heard, especially in an event like this?
I really loved it. I think it was a great opportunity for me. The home, like the hills is my home, and many of my family members and my community were hurt during this time. And so it was really important that I felt that I was able to communicate my voice in a way that mattered. I think for youth, we're not often considered for things like this. And so it was a really great opportunity. I felt really heard. I was very nervous to do it. I didn't understand what it would be like, but I have this great knowledge now of what it was like. So it was really cool.
Wonderful. And did you take anything away from this experience of being involved in a like an art project that aims to kind of talk about a big event that's happened across the Yarra Ranges? Have you learned anything from this experience?
I think I really learned that not everyone, we as the Yarra Ranges, knew that this was what it was, but many people from the outer suburbs that aren't included in our Yarra Ranges didn't understand that this was a natural disaster. And so it was just, for me, a great way to get our voice across, to get heard, and I think I just love the experience altogether.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for telling us a little bit more about it. Can you just repeat again, when is it being launched and where can we find this exhibition?
So on Friday the 30th of September from 6 p.m. till 7:30, it will be launched at the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum on Castella Street in Lilydale. And if you'd like any more information, you can go to the Yarra Ranges website and there's a full spiel about what's going on and when you'll be able to view it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jess. Really great to hear from you and to hear about some of the things that can be available to you once you start getting your voice out there and start getting engaged with some programs that are connected to the community and connected to council. I'm going to throw over to Matt. Matt, hello. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. I'm 20 years old. I'm a member of the Youth Advisory Group, or the YAG as we call ourselves. I currently live on the outskirts of the Yarra Ranges. I've grown up in the area, studied, worked and played sport in the area.
Wonderful. And Matt, today I wanted to have a chat to you about a few things. One of them is that our viewers may not know that September is called Youth Fest. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? I can help fill in the blanks.
Yeah, sure. So for Youth Fest, to advocate for that, we drove around the Yarra Ranges interviewing young people, getting their opinions on the Shire, what they like, what they don't like, what improvements they'd like to see be made, what challenges face today's youth, what it's like to be a young person, and whether they feel connected to the area or not.
Yeah, and we were producing this because the Victorian government puts on something, it used to be called Victorian Youth Week. Right now it's called Youth Month or Youth Fest, and it goes over the month of September. And yeah, Yarra Ranges Council is doing something for it, one of which is to produce this video. So Matt, you helped us produce this video and we're going to be launching it very, very soon. One of the things I know I heard a lot coming out of the young people we interviewed from across the region was that they loved the outdoors and the nature of Yarra Ranges. And I think that's something you also really connected with. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you heard from people going around and also reflecting that and what you love about the Yarra Ranges and the outdoors?
Yeah, certainly. As a young person in the Yarra Ranges, I'm very passionate about the outdoors and the healthy lifestyle associated with that. And it was good to see so many other people were like-minded. Many people referred to the Redwood Forest as a spiritual place that they like to go to or a safe place. Others talked about the upgrades of Lilydale Lake and how much more inviting they find it. They can go there, socialise with their friends whilst being active. And a few other places that were mentioned were the Silver Dam was good for picnics with friends.
Yeah.
And a few of my favourite places, the Mount Dandenong Aqueduct Trail, Birdsland Reserve Park in Belgrave. I love it through there. It's very peaceful.
Yeah. And do you want to tell us about some of the, you think, are the, like, the top walking, running, cycling, hiking tracks you think are in the Yarra Ranges and why you think they're the best?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, there's the Lilydale Lake and the Warburton Rail Trail. However, because they are so good, they're very overpopulated. So some areas that are just as good with better views and a lot more quiet is the Mount Riddle Summit in Hillsville. It's relatively easy. It's a hike. Amazing scenery. It's really great. Then if you're a little bit more advanced, there's the Mount Donabioang walking track. It goes for nearly 15 kilometres. It's quite a difficult hiking track that goes over some difficult terrain, but it's certainly worth doing. The Lilydale to Yarra Glen Rail Trail is also one of my favourites, in particularly the first leg, which is between Lilydale to Yarring. And also a shout-out to the Kokoda Memorial Track, the 1,000 Steps.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think I've done that one, but puffed, very puffed by the end for sure. And there's some beautiful lyrebirds right at the top there. So thank you so much, and it was great to film things with you. What was the experience like to film other young people and hear about the areas that they loved in the Yarra Ranges?
It was a great experience. There's so many people to look up to in the Yarra Ranges that are younger than you. They all have great point of views, and yeah, they've really broadened my perspective.
Yeah, cool. Well, we can't wait to hear the video launched. It's going to be on all our socials. So Yarra Ranges Youth have a social media page. So there's also Yarra Ranges Council's social media page, but Yarra Ranges Youth are a youthier version. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be launching that video very soon. And you'll see Matt's shining face who talks about the things that he loves in the Yarra Ranges and some of the challenges that young people have in this region as well. Thanks so much, Matt. Michael, back to you.
Thank you, Lou, and thank you, Matt and Jess. It's amazing to hear. Thank you, Jess, for sharing your experiences at the storm. It is really amazing how much that impacted people, and sometimes people really weren't aware of the impact and what it was like for a lot of people. It was so close to home, physically, you know, and psychologically for a lot of people as well. And I know the storms, you know, we had the big winds come recently, it just brings back memories of that past as well. So if anyone is impacted by the storms, and this time, you know, just past the anniversary too, it's a hard time to think back of what happened and what could have been as well. So if you need any support or somebody to talk to, please reach out to councils. A lot of the recovery team there are there to help people who have experienced impacts of the storm as well. And on that too, Matt, it's just great to hear your stories about loving the outdoors. And I think it brings me memories of a really great saying. And it's a bit about leadership, but I think it's about being friends and working with people as don't walk in front of me, I might not follow. Don't walk behind me, I might not leave. But walk beside me and be my friend. And such a great saying, particularly for the outdoors, like going for a walk with somebody, you have amazing conversations walking side by side with somebody, especially outdoors. It's a beautiful place to connect to country and to yourself and to each other as well. So thanks, Matt, for all your great tips of the little gems in the area as well. And I encourage everybody else to, if you've got somebody you want to have a chat with or just feel like you need to reach out to somebody, just go for a walk. You might even not talk to them. You still feel connected just walking together. So go out and enjoy this beautiful place we have, or jump on a bike and get adventurous and do the 15Ks. Up Mount Dolopnuang, get your sweat on. That's just for our session. Yes, Lou.
Oh, I was going to say, I think that's a great idea for Are You Okay Day, which is on tomorrow. Yes. So Matt has given you some great places to go and have an outdoor walk, and I think that's a great idea, Michael. Are You Okay Day is tomorrow, so a great time to say, are you okay, and go for a walk.
Yeah, good tip. Good tip. And with anybody, it's great for cross-generationals too. Like, you know, if you want to connect somebody outside of, you know, your age group and stuff, somebody younger or older, just walking is just a beautiful way to do it. And talking about different age, it was great. Our youth advice group just had a chat. Now we've got next, we've got April after song talking about the Over 50s Festival.
Okay, we're going to hear Chloe with I Can't Have Nice Things.
I can't help but make it break. Grinding my teeth. A feeling I cannot shake. You're the gloss in my hands. You're the pain in advance. I don't know how to keep my heart on my sleeve. You're the car crash and burn. You're the scars never learn. Nice things around me. I can't have nice things. I can't have nice things. Say what you need. Say what you need. Deep into your pretty face. Wish I could stay with you and love you in some place.
and welcome back to Council Connection Show on Yarra Valley FM. And our next guest is April Patterson from the Senior Team. Hello, April.
Hello, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, good, good. And now we've had a great chat about the advice group, which links into another, so this is a youth festival month, but also coming up is the Over 50s Festival as well.
Yep, that's exactly right. So the month of October, we celebrate the Over 50s Festival, and we have more than 80 events registered throughout the Shire. It's a really great opportunity for our Over 50s to reconnect with their communities, you know, go out for a laugh with some friends, try something new, and just, you know, experience all the great things that are on offer. It's going to be a really fabulous month. It's been so long since we've been able to host something face-to-face.
Yes.
So it's just going to be such a fabulous month. And there's lots of different performances and puzzle groups, and so there's, you know, there's sporting things like social tennis, there's historical talks, lots of social connection kind of groups like craft and art, and so many different things to choose from that there really has to be something for everybody there. The booklets are actually out being distributed this week, so they are at the community links, so you can pick up a booklet from there. Mm-hmm. But they will be available from your local library, neighbourhood houses, as senior groups and U3As have them as well, and Belgravia sites too. So there's plenty of opportunities to grab a booklet. But all of the events are also listed on Council's website, so they can be viewed there. And the best thing is almost like 90% of them are free. So it's a really great opportunity to get out and experience something new.
Yeah, fantastic. Have any little top picks that you're excited about?
Oh, definitely. I think, of course, Council's Run event, which is on the 5th of October, is my number one. It is a performance called Lloyd Webber and the Great Composers, and that's being held at Burringer up in Upway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful performance of all of Andrew Lloyd Webber's amazing music from his shows.
Yes.
Along with some other great composers as well, like Elton John and Tim Rice.
Oh,
and
wow.
Others as well. So it'll be a really beautiful performance. And they sort of tell a story with the songs as well. So it's an absolutely beautiful performance, and it will be great. So
yeah, I was thinking about so there's Phantom of the Opera, the Cats.
Yeah, Cats, yep.
What else is there? That's what I know, but I'm sure there's so many.
What have we got? Jesus Christ Superstar, the Opera, Evita, The Lion King.
Oh, I did The Lion King. Wow.
So many great.
Great
show. There you go. Yeah, so it'll be beautiful. Tickets are only $5 for that show, and it's 11 a.m. on October the 5th.
But tickets are limited, so I reckon if they're out this week, get in quick.
Definitely, yeah. So you can book through the event, as I said, is listed on Council's website, and the try booking information is on there, or you can call me and I can do it over the phone.
Yeah, beautiful. Anything else, a little top tip?
What else have we got? Look, I just think, you know, a lot of the offerings from the libraries are on there as well. So, you know, just earlier we were talking about the tea and tech. All of those amazing technology support groups, and even there's even some social groups that do technology stuff as well. So they're listed in the booklet too. Lots of sort of physical things. There's Pilates and Tai Chi and yoga and lawn bowls, tennis, you know. There's just so much.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And so the brief process, yeah, the library, so we have a junction in Healesville, at the links, which will be in Healesville and in Yarra Junction as well. Community hub, the community houses, so there's Woori, Seville and Yarra Junction, and also the Yarra Centre as well in Yarra Junction. So plenty of places to pick up a hard copy. But obviously, yeah, go on the council website and just search Over 50s Festival.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
perfect. Beautiful. Yeah, great. And people, obviously, this is like a big event. It's exciting because it's been years in the going. But obviously, council has a lot of ongoing services for seniors as well. And so, do you have a little understanding of what are offered for seniors from council in regards to services? People might be aware of Well, there is an offer.
Absolutely. Actually, before I go there, I should also mention that Victorian senior card holders have access to 8 days of free public transport in October as well. So that's from October the 2nd until October 9. Yeah. And if you are a card holder, all you need is your MyKey, and when you scan, it's free during that time, and you have access to all of our metro trains as well as V-Line as well, buses and trams. So it's a really great time to get out into Melbourne or, you know, or regional,
wherever. Yes.
Visit family or whatever, and access that free public transport. Because we're not the only ones that are putting on the festival. Mm-hmm. Melbourne's putting on a great show, and all of our regional towns are putting on some great entertainment and things as well. So, catch up with family and get out and about and enjoy that free week.
It's absolutely, especially the V-Line as well. So you really get the bus from Reef Denham, all the way to catch a train there, get into CBD, and out to Bendigo, all for free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a really great opportunity. So I recommend inquiring, looking into that. So you can view that information on the Seniors Online website, or just through our PTV, Public Transport Victoria.
Mm-hmm. So nothing to do, just all you need is a MyKey card.
Exactly.
Yep.
And your Seniors Victoria card. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, yes, as the Healthy and Ageing team, we offer a lot of services to our community. And, look, some of those include Meals on Wheels. That's probably one of our biggest service. Mm-hmm. It is run, we deliver meals from Monday to Friday in the morning from various right across the Shire. We've got quite a couple of kitchens, and we can deliver far and wide. The meals can cater for all sorts of dietary requirements, and they meet really high nutritional standards as well. So they're really good quality meals. So it's a really good option for people that struggle to cook a single meal for themselves, or have got an injury or something like that. It's a really great way to get that nutritional meal every day. We also offer community transport as well, which is it's available for shopping, outings, transport to our senior citizens clubs during the week, and medical appointments as well. Clients get picked up from their home and then returned to home, so they don't have to go and meet it anywhere, which is really good. And that operates Monday to Friday as well. And we also have a planned activity group, which is the social group for some of our residents that potentially could be socially isolated, so they get identified as perhaps needing some social connection, and they get put in a group. Again, these run throughout the Shire as well. That runs Monday to Friday, and the groups actually decide what they want to do. So it's really up to them. They might go to the movies or to a restaurant for lunch, or they might just go and do their shopping. And it's sort of planned a month in advance. They get together and decide what they're going to do for the following month. So
it's like a little nice little social club.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah. So it's a really great service. Everyone, some really great friendships are formed, and that's supported by some council staff and volunteers as well. So, look, all of these things are eligible to some, people that are on an aged care package, or there are some eligibility criteria that they may need to look into, but it's definitely worth it if any of those things kind of stand out as something that a resident might require. What else? We also have a Healthy and Active Ageing newsletter that we send out quarterly. It has lots of information about staying active and connected in your communities. We sort of showcase a local group and lots of other different things in there, just being healthy and well. People can sign up to that by contacting council or on the website. And finally, I think volunteering is a big one with us as well. So we support the volunteers in the Meals on Wheels program and social support as well. But there are other areas of volunteering in council. So that includes our learning to drive driver mentors. And our reading volunteers as well. So we all need volunteers at the moment. So if anybody's been thinking about volunteering and is interested in finding out more or even applying, they can jump on Council's website or they can call the 1300 number and chat to one of the volunteer coordinators about the programs as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And so all information is available on the Council website. You can go to yarrangers.vic.gov.au and just search seniors and have all the services there around the festival and around those services that are all there. Or you just call Council phone number as well.
That's exactly it. And look, and I think that the good thing too about volunteering, which I might point out, is that it's very flexible. So we can cater for people that just want to volunteer once a fortnight or those that want to volunteer multiple times a week. It can be flexible around people's priorities that they have in their personal life, even casual volunteering as well, once a month, whatever it is that you're thinking of. It doesn't have to be a lot. If you've only got an hour or so here and there, that's enough. And it has a huge impact on our community, just that little bit of volunteering.
Yeah, there really is. And some great ongoing groups. Like you said, the Senior Citizens Clubs are fantastic. Some really strong ones in the area, particularly in Wandon, have weekly lunches and bingo. We have over 50s friendship group that comes every Monday and Wednesday at the Yarra Burns Centre and play cards. And a great social group from talk before. And more active, the teenagers at the Yarra Centre, the table tennis group, and they run every Tuesday and Friday from 9 to 11 at the Yarra Centre. And they're all by gold coin donation or a very small fee. So it's a great, so much happening in the area for seniors and exciting. This O50s festival happening again. It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Yarra Centre actually have a bit of an open day over the festival, one of the days of the festival, so people can come in and just kind of have a go and see if they like it. You know, you don't have to commit to anything. You just pop in on the day, and I think they've even got walking netball or something happening as well.
Yes.
So there's plenty on offer over there at the, during the Seniors Festival as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much, April.
No worries.
And again, to find out all the information, you can just go to the Council website and search seniors and you'll find all the information there online for you to find the services, but also for the festival events. And hard copies available at every library or Yarra Centre or Link as well, so and community houses. So check it out and book in. Don't miss out. There's some great things and a very affordable prices too.
That's right. Excellent. Thank you. I hope to see some of the local residents there.
Yeah. Thank you, April. And we've got last little updates of what's happening in the area this month. We've got a few great events happening. We've got the spring secondhand mini market happening at the Sydney Habish Hall, run by the Wild Community Group as well. So that's on Saturday, the 17th of September, from 12 to 4 p.m. So great little mini market there. Some stalls and some live music. Great place to check it out. So you can search Wild, which is WHYLD. On their Facebook page and you'll find more information. But that's, this Saturday, the 17th of September, 12 to 4, at the Sydney Habish Hall, or Don Valley Hall. And I have also a little special guest today in the last few minutes is Kelly McPherson. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I've tagged Kelly in because Kelly is the Community Development Officer for the Valley, which is the Healesville, Yarra Glen, Badger Creek area as well. So thanks for coming on, Kelly.
You're welcome.
And Kelly and I do work together in areas and different spaces, but Kelly is now going to be co-hosting this show with me coming up next month as well. So excited to have a little co-host to work with.
On work experience today.
Yeah. And so, Kelly, tell us a bit what's happening and your any little events happening or things people should be aware of or places that really place you good to connect to in the Valley.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, to jump off what Sabina said earlier, the community meals at the Healesville Library, fantastic place to connect. I was out there. It was fortunate to see the last one in action and lots of people breaking bread, sharing some soup and having great conversations. And all people from all walks of life were there. They have two sittings and the upcoming one is on Thursday, the 20th of October. And look, like Sabina said, there's a bit of an inside word pie and a salad and good conversations guaranteed. And they have the two sittings, so 12 noon to 1 o'clock or 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. And they do encourage you to register so they can make sure there's enough pies to go around. But yeah, a really fabulous connection point there in the library, and like you say, a nice, bright, open, welcoming, fun space to visit. And it's nice to hear a bit of chatter in the library as well.
It is. I was thinking open there, and like having a kitchen in the library is pretty special as well to be able to do that service. So.
Yeah, and opportunities to volunteer as well. We had a great crew of volunteers cooking up a storm as well. So, yeah, if you want to connect with the library, feel free to reach out to them, because they're always on the lookout for volunteers to support that program too.
Yeah, and it's always great. I think food's such a great way to connect too, and have the Yarra Junction Community Hub have a monthly lunch as well. So the community house in Yarra Junction there run by Series Services. That's the first Thursday of the month from 12 o'clock. First Thursday month at the community hub at Yarra Junction. And again, it's a great place to share a meal and get to know some local people. But if you're thinking outside the hours, Kauai Cafe every Thursday at the Wandin Seniors Hall from 6 p.m. have a community dinner there by donation as well. And it is, they have a great turnout, you know, between 30 to 80 people each week come out and share a meal in the evening, all run by volunteers. An amazing place, amazing organisation, great places to connect to your local community as well and break bread.
Absolutely. And to jump off that too, we've got our connection point, our dinner at Darren's at the Darren Honey Centre. Hickey hosts that in the main street of Healesville on a Tuesday evening, I think from 5:30 p.m. onwards. So, yeah, another opportunity to connect with people there as well over food. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And in your other life, Kelly, at Council, you're also involved in our grants team as well.
Yes, I am. So, yeah, I play in a couple of teams and have a little bit of fun. It keeps me out of trouble. But, yeah, look, we've got a couple of, obviously, we've got our monthly grants program up to $1,000. Great for not-for-profit community groups or local creatives to tap into if you've got an idea that you need a little bit of funding support with. It could be a little idea that you're hoping to pilot and you want to connect with us. You could be an up-and-coming sports star and you've been chosen to represent the state at a higher level. There's participation or sports participation grants available, youth pathway grants, there's fundraising category, there's a little bit of everything. So information's available on our website. So if you jump onto the council's website, Yarra Ranges Council, type in small grants, it'll take you straight through to that page. But a quick, simple application process, quick turnaround, just designed to just give community groups and creatives a little kickstart.
Yeah, it's great. So you close at the end of each month, so make sure you apply within the month. And the turnaround's probably around roughly 2 weeks by the time you submit to then be assessed and being notified of the outcome as well. So you don't need to be incorporated. If you have a big group, you can be a mum's group or any sort of small group just want to do something together. And if you need any help at all, please just call council. And ask to speak to a community development officer from your area, and we'll be able to help you out, go through, you know, what you like, want to do, and maybe, hey, connect with other people in your community. And if you need some auspicing in that, we can help you out in regards to who you might be able to connect up with as well.
Yeah, and a shout out to the community houses as well. So Yarra Glen Living and Learning Centre. Obviously, we're coming into school holidays now, but they'll have their term 4 program up and about. So if you're looking for activities in the Yarra Glen area, feel free to reach out to the friendly team there, and also down at Healesville. So the crew at Healesville Living and Learning Centre. A shout out for an opportunity they've got coming up too, just on the horizon. We've got the LGBTQIA+ dinner on Thursday, the 22nd of September at 6:30. So if you're interested in connecting with that group, feel free to contact the community house, 59625982, and ask for Shona, and Shona will be able to help you out with that one.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kelly. And that's us for the month. We'll see you again on the first Wednesday of next month. We'll have some new guests. And thank you for listening.